I think everything will be all right now. Fritz Reiner?
It's not the best in myself, I can make that kind of thing, because in one place to another, the moment you arrive, so to leave with me, to create the image of something special, because you see that the Latin proverb, Nemo Propheta in Patria, Nemo Proverb, is certainly true of the art.
Is there a compensation with the...
Oh, yes, that's true. Yes. But you know my house is right.
Excuse me, Frederick?
Yeah,
would it be all right for us to ask you what the Pittsburgh Symphony Society pays you for writing the notes? I think that historically there's something very important about it.
Tell you, there, for the first time in my competition,
Fritz, you were just saying that you feel so close to the symphony.
Yes, I do. When I came here in 1936, only because the major Pittsburgh Symphony did not yet exist, Tony Modarelli conducted a very mediocre orchestra. And it was at that time, Eddie Spector was managed. Charlie Rosenberg was vice president. And I met Charlie Rosenberg very good, very shortly after me. So I somehow witnessed, in view of the fact that Klemperer was chosen to be one of the greatest conductors of the age, without that question, Otto Klemperer. Then I somehow witnessed the whole endeavor of all of this music, from the echo, the whole hatching process, and became very friendly with some members of the orchestra. Some of the members are still here. I think very close to the family as I still went out, parties and so on. Then, at a later time, when Denby and Jack Hands invited me to help them find the successor to them, Charles was standing there. I always had a very feeling of, how shall I put it, of being able to make certain contributions, but to put it in the
you were part of the scene.
Somehow, you see, perhaps a very minor part. I thought the accompanied me and talking to ships. But ultimately, during my illness, I continued writing notes from the hospital. And therefore, the writing of the notes somehow kept me in touch, at least in my own imagination, as a communicator.
Fritz, excuse me, you said that Charles Denby and another man,
Chuck
Hines?
Jack
Hines.
Jack
Hines. Jack
Hines.
All right.
You see, I was very specific. I invited people to lunch and asked my opinion. I'm not implying that anyone asked my opinion now. This is not the case, but at that particular time, it was just a different times, you see. That they were my heads, that they were my teeth on the mind. See, also, the standard of writing changes in business in life. I truly a person with an essential philosophy, and a feeling for language for each of us can tell between the land, this is an older person. I mean, I do not use paper and telling them. So the good lingo of the young people, and that from slang has become part of the language, is not my language, even as long as I have an idea.
Fritz, Faye, are you satisfied with the program notes?
Yes, I think it's enough.
We've all agreed that history ought to know what your experience was with the YMWHA, which is now in 1975,
yeah,
been incorporated into the Jewish Community Center.
But unfortunately, entirely new, at a particular time, it was and without any knowledge, I had the feeling that when my contributions would be very modest. You must understand, these things were never a question of financial competition. I think the fee is $5 for a well, I can assure you, $5 more or less never changed your budget of your life, not even the very best. It did not contribute to your standing. It had no prestige.
Frederick, but you said before when we spoke that you had gone to Edgar Kaufman and suggested a community orchestra.
To Irwin Wolff.
Irwin Wolff. The brother-in-law.
You know, Irwin was married to the sister.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, a small.
Irwin Wolff was married to Martha Kaufman.
Yes, no, this is him speaking about orchestra. But I remember something terribly modest, down to earth, a domestic chamber, a chamber room, six people, perhaps 10 people. There is in the Jewish community so much talent. For example, I happen to know amongst the white collar workers, amongst the professions, and lawyers, and doctors, and businessmen, musical talent. Just to focus it and see. They all love to play, for example, in Yale, David Castro, first time.
Nobody would know that.
Nobody would know that. Billy Lebo, the psychiatrist, is a first-class cellist.
Who was a first-class cellist?
Lebo, Dr. Lebo.
Oh, I remember that, of course.
First-class cellist.
I remember.
It isn't that he plays the cello. I mean, he plays the cello extremely
well. His son, Billy Lebo, a psychiatrist, I think he's a musician as well. But your idea was to have the amateur, to give the amateur musicians an opportunity to play.
My idea was to ask, once nothing was here, many things could be done, one could teach, one could sing, one could make art, one could be religious, it could be secular. It could be even a model. It could be something very distinctive. It could be something elegant, but it could be Pittsburgh could become a model. But the reaction was entirely negative.
Well, was Irwin Wolff interested?
Irwin Wolff said, talk to her. She's a director.
I think for the record, I think we should put the year, the time that this occurred. Approximately the
1977.
Well, when were you and Sadie married?
40.
You said it was after you were married, and so we could find out when Irwin Wolff Sr. was.
After
you arrived.
I don't think I knew Sadie. Sadie would not. If Sadie would have been around, because she didn't have temper, but she wouldn't have been out there to expose myself.
So
I didn't ever, you see, there is a German term, if you, in a good Jewish family, you had two women in the house, one was a cook, the other one was a stone baker, a housekeeper, and one way to clean the house.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't afford to have two, thousands of people meet you, feel like you want to do it for years. She can cook and clean and pay and do the washing and bring you off to the so the hospital city was in too big a way to say the first 6 weeks.
Well, Irwin Wolf said, well, I would be very pleased to have you speak to our executive director.
Well, he doesn't think so. He said just, you know, he was not so
enthusiastic.
One man is enthusiastic. He said, I mean, I don't know anything about the job. So the next time I'm going to give her, well, then I called her and asked her to see me.
And her name was?
Ephraim.
Miriam Ephraim. Yeah. And you called her? You telephoned her. Yes, and?
She was entirely negative. She was ironical. She said, do you plan to turn, sorry, I'm quoting Mary Free, you see, I didn't stand up in court. I was my right hand on the Bible because I can only tell you the general meaning of it. She said, because it's a little reputation after so many years. She, but this I distinctly remember. She said, are you proposing to turn the mind to its own? And I said, nothing is inside. I'm already in a position. That's what this position I already had. I didn't have to look at it. You see, what is so sad sometimes is if you try to do something and there is no money, let me tell you another story that might interest you. A student from Hopsley, coming in many parties. During the war, I had the idea to take the orchestra to two, to small Pennsylvania cities, where he did two, never a symphony concert had taken place, such as Coriopolis and so on. I mentioned that because this product, it was turned into reality, to actual place. However, for example, the orchestra was very good at that. There were lots of people, lots, first section, every play. Programs such as the Tchaikovsky Martin Tick, Schumann, Schumann, Strauss Marches, in the Penhins and so on, the public school. That he was doing the war, a chance to have one of the Martin Tick. The money was devoted to the Red Cross. Now, for some of those schools had 700 people. But why we sold out? Because the organization started to have to see, not because it was so good. The Carnegie Orchestra came, I counted 800 tickets were sold, $800 went to the tickets. But the musicians union, which I remember, was calling me in. They said, what are you doing? I'm making a competition this afternoon. And the president wrote the WBA work progress organization and so on. And in terms of orchestras, many musicians were all left behind. For example, in Philadelphia, Shostakovich over the years had tried with the good musicians. And they had formed an orchestra, which I sometimes conducted. And likewise in New York, we had two WBA orchestras. And there was not any city, there was not even anything. The point I'm trying to make is not to say that I did many things for now, which is not efficient in any other country where you usually evaluate the professional merits of a person rather than charge so that he is able to charge with the merits. Nor do I in any way intend to say that I am such a contributor to the cause of counsel. This is not my plan. I really tell you that I did it for whatever my you actually have to build a council, otherwise it won't be such a problem. I can't say answer that anything in terms of psychoanalysis. But I didn't. And I would have loved to do more of this work than I could actually do. I have mentioned many examples of television, radio, and so on. Here and there, and in Europe, and then, so if Sadie, forgive me, if Sadie sometimes feels it's time for me to stop and
Well, I really think that this is almost a beautiful way to conclude because of all the gifts you have made and all the contributions you have made without having been paid. And the wonderful way that you've contributed to music life in this country. I think it's... Eugene and I, God knows, wish you many, 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 many years together with all of us, but what's been in the past has been so productive and so wonderful. We are so glad to have been here, Fritz. I'm sure Faye wants to say something now.
Well, I found it a most interesting, fascinating interview. Days that we have spent here with you, Fritz. And I'm just more than happy that Marion asked me to come. I never would have met you and never would have experienced anything like that. And it's really been my pleasure.
You were sweet and you were attractive. And I enjoyed it on every level.
We thank you very much for this session, for both sessions, for this interview. And we'll say goodnight now on December 3rd at 6:30 p.m., 1975.
I think Fritz should say good night and goodbye.
Yeah, you should say good
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Marion, do you think this will work? I hope so. Let's turn it off now and see what happens. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Marion, do you think this will work now? Let's try it.